Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Acts 20:24, Classic Amplified Bible says, "But none of these things move me, neither do I esteem my life dear to myself, if only I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I've obtained from, which is entrusted to me by the Lord Jesus, faithfully to attest to the good news, gospel of God's grace, his unmerited favor, spiritual blessing, and mercy."
Hallelujah.
That passage of scripture is what we're using for our teaching on nothing. None of these things shall move me.
That's the truth.
But there's something really special when we get to point number five today.
Mm.
Now, we're going to just do a brief review of yesterday before we finish. Number one, as you may remember, if you were on yesterday's call, none of these things shall move me. Psalm 16:8, Classic Amplified Bible. "I've set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved." The Lord is to be set continually before us. We're not just to set God before us in tough times, good times, when we need him and when we don't. According to dictionary.com, the word continually is an action adverb that means habitually, without cessation or intermission. Proverbs 16:8 and the New Living Translation. "I know the Lord is always with me. I'll not be shaken, for he is right beside me." When we put the Lord first, when we set him above all other things and people, we have the confidence in knowing that he's always with us.
Mm-mm. And number two, "nor do I count my life dear to myself." Paul was not saying that his life was not, you know, invaluable, but just that it was not, his life was not dear to himself. It was dear to a higher calling. Mark 8:35, Classic Amplified. Mark 8:35 says, "For whoever wants to save his higher spiritual eternal life will lose it. The lower natural temporal life, which is lived only on earth, and whoever gives up his life, which is lived only on earth for my sake and the gospel's, will save it, his higher spiritual life in the eternal kingdom of God."
Great scripture. Number three, "if only." If only is the battle cry of those who woulda, coulda, or shoulda, but didn't. If only is often a lament over what might have been without regard for what can still be. If only you will ask. Matthew 7:8, Living Bible. "For everyone who asks, receives. Anyone who seeks, finds. If only you will knock, the door will open." We think it's significant that the word ask is an acronym for ask, seek, and knock. If only you will ask, seek, and knock, you'll receive the benefits of his blessings.
Number four, be a finisher. The strength of a person's character and drive to success is determined by whether or not they can finish what they started. Employees who only complete part of a task are not as valued as those who go ahead and complete the more highly valued and are more highly valued than those who just attempt, but nevertheless fail to complete. The one by whom our every effort, thought, and action should be measured was definitely a finisher.
Yes, he was. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and what a great one to pick up with. Number five, the anointing you operate under.
Hallelujah.
It's your move to the anointing. Listen to this very carefully. Acts 10:38, "How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. How he went about doing good, and in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him."
Mm-mm.
Couple points to consider. First, God anoints you. That's right. Every person hearing our voice, God anoints you with the Holy Spirit. Second, the Holy Spirit gives you strength, ability, and power beyond what you thought possible or yourself capable of. Third, you're anointed to do good, to bless and help others. Fourth, God will use you to bring inward and outward healing. Fifth, the Message Bible version of Acts 10:38 says that you will bring healing to everyone who is beaten down by the devil.
Hallelujah.
Sixth, God will be with you. As you operate in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, He will be with you, your counselor, your advisor. Hallelujah. And seventh is the last part of Luke 4:18. Let me try that a third time. Luke 4:18.
You go, buddy. You got it.
In the Message Bible, you're going to love it. It says, I love this, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting this? This is your year. This is your time to act, to operate under God's anointing. Amos 9:13, Message Bible. Yes, indeed, it won't be too long, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountain and the hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. What does your anointing mean? It means that you've been enabled, entrusted, equipped, empowered to accomplish God's will right here on planet Earth.
Wow, that's powerful.
Remember, this is your year. This is God's year to act in your life. Expect it.
Number six. Keep focused on where you're headed. Hebrews 12:2, we've often quoted it. Hebrews 12:2 in the Message Bible says, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race, this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. So the question is, what keeps you focused on where you're headed? Here are seven keys found in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. First, all these pioneers who blaze the way, all these veterans cheering us on, people who believe in you, mentors, saints who speak a word in season to you. Second, better get on with it. Simply said, don't talk about it. Get out there and do it. Third, start running and never quit. The only way that we ever lose is if we quit. So for heaven's sakes, don't. Fourth, keep your eyes on Jesus. This will assure you're always headed in the right direction. Fifth, study how he did it. Follow his lead, his examples, his instructions. Sixth, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. Hallelujah. Seventh, that exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. And so could you by the power of his grace. The Apostle Paul was a man with vast knowledge of the word. Well, he wrote the word through the Holy Spirit, one who saw signs and wonders following the things that he did everywhere he traveled. One who raised up disciples, one who endured extreme persecution. And he speaks of one thing that he did in Philippians 3:13 we want you to take note of. Philippians 3:13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul was reaching out to new things, new opportunities, new places, new people. What an exhilarating time he had. He was not living in the past. If there was ever anyone who could have lived in the past, it was the Apostle Paul. But the scripture says that he left the past in the past, and he journeyed on toward a new thing. There is one other thing we feel led to share today, and it's a concern. It concerns a quote by D.L. Moody, the amazing evangelist, who once said, "It is better to say this one thing I do than to say these 40 things I dabble in."
It's a great quote.
Yeah.
Number 7. You got everything you need to thrive while others survive. Here are 7 keys to thrive while others survive. First, allow God to bring peace to you in the midst of life's adversities. When the storms of life are swirling around you, your family, you have to do as Jesus did. You must speak to your circumstances. You can read about that in Mark 4, 29 and 30. Mark 4, 29 and 30, we recommend the Amplified Bible. Second, no weapon of any kind, financial or otherwise, can harm you. Take comfort in the words and promises of Isaiah 54, 17. Isaiah 54, 17, and the Amplified Bible says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong." Third, your heritage assures your victory. The remainder of Isaiah 54, 17, in the Classic Amplified says this, "This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition, is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord." Well, fourth, your needs are known in heaven. Matthew 6:8, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." Fifth, you have a hedge of protection around you. Recommend you read Acts 20:32, and also Psalm 91.
Amen.
Recommend that as well. Six, your deliverance from bondage is coming. Exodus 14:13, Message Bible. Moses spoke to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and watch God do his work of salvation for you today. Take a good look at the Egyptians today, for you're never going to see them again." And seventh, not only is the Lord with you, but he will never fail you. Deuteronomy 31:6, New Living Translation. "So be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you nor abandon you."
Hallelujah. That's a
Amen.
Truth.
Hey, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday Night Live.
Hallelujah.
You can go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says
"Join Harold and Bev."
Or you can go to Facebook, add Brother Harold, and watch it on Facebook, which is really, I guess, broadcasting on YouTube.
Yeah.
And in both places, you'll get a free outline of tonight's teaching.
That's right.
Till then, and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.